Vidi alavanisecho erev vavoyker hayechzer. So a person should be mitzvader. So we didn't talk about the idea. About the idea behind vidui, the power of vidui, is that a person there's a certain reality which we create to something when we speak about it. A person has something in their mind to think about, etc. It's not concretized. The person starts talking about, I'm doing X, I did X, I will do X. So this takes it from, you know, I did some bad things. I did X, I spoke lashon hara. So the person thinks it, the person is going to express it. And actively express it. So he takes it out of his own being, makes it a reality, he's forced to face it. Yeah, which is painful. We don't like looking in the mirror. We have a special mirror which like covers up all of the warts, you know, makes it look very like the fairest of them all, right? And it's not true, right? So the chiddush of the process of vidui is that that by forcing to face it, the brasha makes a chesed that by forcing when you face it and you face it down, so that removes it. So the vidui is a kapora process. Zichron and Sion Rishalayim, Mishibra and Lev, Uba Da'oga, Uba Anocha, Uba Dima. Person should remember Sion and Yerushalayim. Sion is Mokam Mikdush, Rishalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, and the state of Korban. And you'd want to wish it should be rebuilt. So he gives you four words. A shivering labor person that feels brokenhearted. With the Oga, the person is in concern. He's fearful of the future. He's worried. With Anocha, a person is in a state of groaning. With Dima, a person is crying. The famous word from the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim says that Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph says that the Yerush Shemayim should be misunin the Churban Bayis Tomei. Person of Yerush Shemayim would constantly feeling sad about the destruction of his Mikdash. He said a person doesn't have Yerush, doesn't have that feeling, should be misunderstood and tormented in the fact that he doesn't have such a feeling. We don't relate to it. So one way to put it, make it a little bit. Into our realm of where I think we have a shaykhus to. So we all have our dreams, what we would like to accomplish in our lives, in the world of Torah, mitzvahs, ruchnius. You know, we have this chalom of how much we want to accomplish. I wish I was better at it. I wish I didn't always do this. I wish I didn't always, but I didn't waste my time as much. I wish I was more of a masman. I wish I didn't have a positive problem with getting angry. Being not nice to people, anger, whatever it is. I wish I was more focused. I wish I, whatever, all those different things. Right? Now, imagine the Beis HaMikdash was standing. And a person would travel up to Beis HaMikdash and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, there's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rab, I think. It's a Medrash Rab, if I recall correctly. It's a Rab or Medrash Rab or Medrash Tanchuma. In Parshas Kisavo, actually. That says that when a person would come up bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash once a year, the amount of Yerush Shemayim that he would absorb at that point in time has been lost to us. And now to replace that, we need to daven three tefillahs a day for the whole year. That's the lashon of the Medrash. So imagine a person daven three tefillahs a day like he's supposed to daven. Not dealing with this cop plot, but three tefillahs, you remember Shabbat, but all the kavana and the hachana, the person gets there early and he thinks about what he's saying. And he gets into the words, and the words uplift him and they inspire him or they make him cry. And, right? Three times a day for a whole year, that's what you got out of one visit to the Beis HaMikdash. That was one visit to the Beis HaMikdash. So all of our problems, so the Goyin says that, when the Bayashani didn't have certain things in the basement which Bayashri should have. the person had a yetzahara of a avodah zara, which you don't relate to what the Mora says. It was more famous story with the Mora with the Ravina and Menashe. The Mora said had the Mora says that Menashe, the Mishnah says, is one of the kings which never had called him Hapu. So Mora says Ravina said at the end of his shir one day, he says, tomorrow we're going to talk about our chaver, chavreinu Menashe shein lechet kolam Hapu. So that night he gets a visit in his dream from his Menashe. And he says to him, you call me your chaver. I'm more to you. You know the halacha where you're supposed to cut the bread when you make a moitzi, or the right place to cut the bread. No, I know. What the halacha? Teach me the halacha. I'll set it over to your name base matters tomorrow. This is more says. So he's supposed to cut it from the place where it's best. It's baked the best, which is on the side, because that's the cross you have from the bottom. From the top, so baked best on the side. You picture the bread, which is thinner. So the spot where you get the heat is most intense will be on the crisp edges. That's what you're supposed to cover. Look at that. It's covered in the bracha dira. She says, so the Ravina says to her, you're such a chacham. So why do you live on a zara? So the Ravina said back to Ravina, he says, you'd be there, you lift up your robes to run to get to the zara before me. Like, that's what in Ravina, we're talking Ravina Rashi, Ravina, you know, the Ravina, all of our shas is Ravina, right, you know. Right? He says, you don't understand the Yitzhar for Avodah Zorah. Why Rosh Hashanah Yitzhar for Avodah Zorah? Because there's such a clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be Bechira, there were no Bechira. So Rosh created the Yitzhar to counterbalance it. So we once upon a time had this tremendous clarity of Yirah Shemayim. And every time you sit there and I say, I wish I davened better, you're really saying, I wish I had Mashiach. That's what you really say. I wish I lived in a world where I had that clarity. Well, once upon a time we had that. And we all have that pain of we really wish we were better people than we are. And we wish there's so much we want more to do, we wish we were doing, or wish we could accomplish, which we're not doing. So for us, that's our Shivan Lev, and that's our Da'oga, and that's our Nocha, and that's our Dima. That, you know, person davens. So a person can translate that into understanding of what that was a mashu of the Matana of what the Beis HaMikdash was. Look what we're missing. That, you know, that's on a personal level. Then the person's a little more sensitive to the tzibur, right? That's, you know, on the tzibur level, on the semi-national level, on the national level, the Klal Yisrael. How much the Klal Yisrael isn't, and we wish that it is. You know. The tzoros and Klal Yisrael, but even, you know, the tzoros and Klal Yisrael, you're left with these scenarios of dealing with people, and you wish, like, they're so far away, so far away, and they're hurting themselves, and, you know, and it's painful. And you see somebody that is hurting themselves, and that's all part of the lack of the clarity which the Beis HaMikdash would offer us. So that's the Shivan Lev. That's the Da'oga, and that's the Anocha, and that's the Dima that we have. You know, I don't know. I imagine some of you have friends which, you know, are off of there, or, you know, are floundering. They went to yeshiva and they did fine, and then they came out to America and they went to college and they fell apart. You know, or they're falling apart. You know, they're losing ground where they're holding in their Yiddish guys and stuff like that. And it's painful. You know, there's a friend of yours, you know, and you really wish the guy was could hold on, and he's not holding on. There's people in the neighborhood that and you really wish they would. Such nice people. They just wish they would have a little more shaykhs, understand a little better, and, you know, and they end up doing things which are detrimental to themselves. We were just talking today about, you know, there's this crazy statistic talking about Akko, and somebody said to me, he says Akko sticks in his mind because Akko nowadays is the highest intermarriage rate in Eretz Yisrael between Arab men and Jewish women is Akko. Akko is a mixed city. Arab Jewish city. Now the reality is that these women, after the, forget about the halachic part of it, these women, after they're taken, they go back to their Arab villages and they abuse them. This happens time and time and time again. So each woman believes that this guy is nicer, he's better. What do you think, woman before you didn't think the same thing? She said, no, I'm not going to be abused, I'm doing it anyway. That's what she thought. Right? You know, the seichel, what are you doing? What are you thinking? But then they get fachabt and they do it. And they're charming, and they're much more charming than the Israeli men, you know. They can be very charming, you know. Israeli men, you know, they're sabras, you know, like, you know, right? The Arabs, you know, the women they're good with, you know. Right? But then they take them, and it's a slave. it's a painful thing, you know. So you hear such a pain like that, and you hear the stories that they finally get a woman out, you know, years later they're able to get her out with her kid, and she's been abused and been attacked. It's horrendous stories. Horrendous stories. Some of these stories you're punching your heartbreakers. That's because Kalaisa isn't where they're supposed to be. The Matzav in Eretz Yisrael right now, the whole Matzav, you know, people are, I mean, you know, they're sending Kalaisa, sending Eretz Yisrael and Kalaisa down a path of destruction. That's the Shimron Lev on Dog and Locha, that we'd have a clarity of seeing Yerushalayim. We would have seeing Yerushalayim, we wouldn't have any of those problems. With, you know, just this, the Kedusha, the Tahara, the clarity of the Or is supposed to be. So we feel this pain. We don't. I tell you, I basically this is missing. I miss the missing. I don't start crying. You know, I don't relate to. But I want a world with more ruchnis. I want a world with more clarity. I want that. We all want that. So sometimes we sell ourselves short when we say we don't really have. You know, we don't know how to cry in Tisha B'Av. We think we do know how to cry in Tisha B'Av. We don't understand what to cry about. You know, you read about the sorrows of Kleisel, so that's one type of, you know, physical sorrows. You know, physical sorrows are probably, you know, as painful as they are, and the trembling is painful, but that's really not what the real biggest sorrow of Kleisel is. It's the most least the good sorrows. Rishi Reb Chaim told me a fascinating line when we were talking. I was asking Michelle about it. I had a relative married a non-Jewish woman. So how to deal with it, going to the wedding, not to go to the wedding, how do you write the letter, etc. You just listen to some of my stories about my family. You know, he's looking at me like where I came from and where I am. And he says, you know, him, he says, the same nais that he survived World War II and his family was killed out, it's the exact same nais that Elie Rangel became from and his family remained with. It's like mamash, it's the same exact same nais. You know, we don't look at it like that, you know. Persons, went to World War II, you know, then he survived, and there's, you know, Nisim, and then he was shot at, and this and that, and he pumped this, you know, really came from. You know, Mamash, it's a korban, it's a destruction, and a person was saved from destruction. So, you know, the Yidden who have their heads screwed on straight, you know, maybe in many ways that, you know, it's a bigger nation, it's a more important. You know, it's whatever happens to the person in this world, it happens to the person in this world. And then this world is here 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, and then it's over. The world of Ruchni is forever. I mean, you don't take the Gashias with you. You don't take the so what are you cop is? The person was killed. He was loyal and he was killed. So but the Maisim Tovim, he doesn't have Maisim Tovim. Doesn't know what it is. What's going to happen then? The person marries a shiksa, so the kids are, you know, like, this is all the clarity which is implied, so which was the base of Mikdash gave it that clarity, that or, and it's gone. Okay, the next ois is a very heavy ois. Ois Lamed Beis. You know, it's not that the woman I said before wasn't very heavy. Lamed Gimel is much more light. So just at least give you a heads up beforehand when we do before the Lamed Beis, which is a little bit on the heavier side. Not every ois is this heavy. Some of them are a little bit lighter. Zikrayam Mabas Tomid, we said on the Derech Hochem. Constantly remember the day of death and prepare Seda, prepare provisions for the trip. There's a trip that we take. After prison's nifter, he takes a trip. And the suitcases aren't so full. So make sure the suitcases are full. There's more ksubas. You have to just know ksubas this last year, right? There's more ksubas. Where the Avsama, the Mor says, those are the kind of usha, you can't spend more than a fifth of your nechasim on stock. The Mor says a story that there was one of the Amoroyim, before he was nifter, he took his property and he gave away a tremendous amount of money to stock, much more than a chumash. So they asked him, you know, so he said, this lashon, he says, it's a long journey. It's a vida kalila. The suitcases are very light. There's not too much packed into the suitcases, and I need provisions. So now the halacha, the Chavos Chaim learned that halacha that even though there's a limit of chaimish, before a person lifts it, he can give much more than chaimish because he needs it. Same way, a person would spend more than a chaimish on refuah if he needs refuah. So they, you know, listen, we can save your life. It costs you a little more than a fifth of your property. I'm sorry, I don't spend more than a fifth of my property. Anything, I'll die instead. No, we don't do that. Refuah is refuah, right? Okay, listen, we can save your neshama, but it's going to cost you more than a fifth. Oh, I don't care. More than a fifth. Namistab. So Semilad is more than a fifth on Rufui, he's more than a fifth on stock in that situation. So that's the musak of the Lashon Seder of the Derech Hachein is taken off from that Gemara. It's more Samuel Zion Ksuvus. Urcha Rechika of Zvida Zidoi Kaliloi. That's the. Talk about the more tomorrow's issue.